Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers, and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. Come in. You wanted to see me?
Yes, come in, Jordan. I've got your summary here. It's utter rubbish. Terrible. I've never seen such crap in my entire life. Unreadable. What were you thinking of sending this to me? It's sheer garbage. I don't know what we're paying you for.
I see.
No excuses. Go back and do it properly, and I want it by Tuesday. At some time in your working life, you'll face verbal criticism. It'll come from a supervisor, a team member, or even a customer. Most time, the comments will be polite. Occasionally, though, they may be unpleasant and even abusive. Why did you bother joining our team? It was great before you arrived. Your work here is letting us down. Around 1 in 3 people say that they've been spoken to at work in an abusive way. While you can report anything extreme, such as racial and sexual harassment, how do you rise above the more ordinary forms of criticism and still come up smiling? In some situations, criticism will press all your buttons. Your mind switches to what's called the reptilian brain. This is your survival mode. You fight and flight, which can be hard to master on the spot. Even if you do what you usually know works, taking in a deep breath to steady your nerves, the danger is that you react badly too. You become angry, defensive, deaf to any further rational communication. Or you revert to childlike reactions, such as becoming tearful and apologetic, or perhaps holding a feeling of being helpless. Neither state does much good for your aim of being a success at work. There are two practical ways of responding that return more control to you of the situation and how you feel inside. The first is to say nothing and listen. Once the criticism downpour ends, ask a simple, easy to recall question in a friendly or neutral way. What exactly is wrong? Can you be a bit more specific? Give me some examples of what concerns you? Neutrally address this issue, even if you feel it's unfair. Use the person's name and thank them for pointing out the apparent flaws in your work. You might go further, such as, "Peter, I'm disappointed that you feel this way, but I welcome the feedback. It helps me learn and grow." Say what you plan to do differently to improve. This is a sign of your ability to handle bad news. It shows that you're mature and self-aware enough to deal with it. "This is what I'm going to do to change next week or work on." The other approach is to stay silent. You give the other person a long look and try to see them now, not as a supervisor, manager, boss, or colleague. Instead, you now view the person as playing the part of a critical parent. They're treating you as a child, which is disrespectful and potentially harmful to your future relationship. If you talk back, it's asking for trouble. If you offer excuses, you've handed over your power as a human being, which won't help much either. Rather than fight, you can withdraw gracefully. Your exit line is neither aggressive nor feeble. "Thanks for that feedback. I'll see how I can take in your comments. Thanks." Either approach shows that you take their concerns seriously. Whatever you do, don't lie. For example, you might be tempted to invent a fictional story to explain what they've complained about. But don't be too hard on yourself. Everyone makes mistakes and no one knows everything. Regardless of how good you are at your job, there's always more to learn. Hurt pride may tempt you into making light of their complaint. You may begin replaying the conversation repeatedly in your mind. You start to wish that you'd said something different at the time. This only distracts you from the lesson you could learn from the experience. Treat it as a gift if someone gives you the thumbs down about some work. No matter how the form of the criticism comes, that person was interested enough to demand change and help you to grow. Had they wanted to harm you, they could have spotted your errors and said nothing. Abuse, though, is not something you need accept at work. You're entitled to be treated with respect as a human being. If you feel diminished or humiliated by what the other person has said, they've crossed a line. Saying that may take bravery, but it's the right thing to do. Active listening to your critic gives you time to move past what's happened. Focus on asking clarifying questions. If possible, take notes so that you can recall everything later. Live by the general rule that any criticism is better than no feedback. Be a criticism conqueror. So, what action am I proposing? First, accept that at some time someone will find fault with your work. Secondly, ask specific questions to clarify the exact nature of what's gone wrong with examples. And finally, treat criticism as a gift, a pointer to where you can grow and learn. And my takeaway from all of this? Your considered response to criticism shows that you're resilient and able to learn and grow. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, transcripts, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Thanks for listening, and bye for now until next week.